I just couldn't see going fishing for catfish, you know, at midnight. You know, just didn't seem like the thing to do. But there I was on the dock at Lake Elsinore following William's techniques and put on some shrimp dipped in the Cajun. And sure enough, I am now sold. I've never had so much fun, especially when it took me under the dock and I was leaning and reeling. And you know what? I'm sold. Anytime you guys are ready to go catfishing, I'm ready.
They're the pit bulls, okay? And I'll tell you one really funny story here. I was on a boat with some of the people on here. We were on a pontoon, okay? And you know they like to put their rods down, you know, and just leave them, wait for the bite. And I don't know if they use bells. It was nighttime. And that's the other part. It's really relaxing. You just kick back. And all of a sudden, we hear a bloop. It was just a you know? And I didn't think much of it. These guys turn around, and one of us here, Robert, says, "Where's my rod?" And I'm going, "Well, I don't know." No, but really, it was right here. And I happened to ask, well, was your line in the water with bait in the boat? Yeah. Well, it's not here anymore. It means a catfish,
yep,
like a pit bull that he is, he gets it in his mouth, he's strong, he pulls. He didn't have any resistance there, and it went bloop. and that was a good rod, too.
I think we've all lost an expensive
piece of because I wasn't talking about you yet.
No, I know.
Here's the thing. If you're going to be part of the crew, then you got to be. You got to admit when you mess up.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, so... who's going to take ownership of that night?
Oh, well, that was definitely me.
All right, Tony. All right, we'll get back in a few minutes. We got to take a short break on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about all the fishing at the lakes.
Buying and selling your home is a life-changing decision that should be trusted in the hands of one of the most respected realtors in Southern California, Gil Rivera at SellYourCasa.com. What separates Gil Rivera at SellYourCasa.com from the competition is he'll make you the most money for your home at only 4% total commission. Yes, only 4% total commission. And he's been a state-certified real estate appraiser for over 21 years that'll deal directly with you every step of the way. For more information, visit Gil Rivera at SellYourCasa.com. That's SellYourCasa.com. CalBRE license number 01213587.
Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan, till they get punched in the face. Can your financial plan take a good punch? I'm Tammy Simpson, president of Wealth Financial Group West and host of Road to Wealth, heard Saturday at 4:30 p.m. For innovative ideas on successful retirement planning, listen in or call me at 844-ASK-TAMMY.
Investment advisory services are offered through Wealth Financial Advisory Services, LLC, and Wealth Financial Group West, Inc., registered investment advisors. Insurance products and services are offered through appropriately licensed and appointed individuals. California license number OE74611. Wealth Financial Advisory Services, LLC, and Wealth Financial Group West, Inc. are not affiliated entities.
Angels baseball is here. Every pitch, every play on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles.
Welcome back to hour number two with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we're going to go to hour number two. And we spent a lot of time talking about getting out. You know, it's the 4th of July weekend, and, you know, we celebrate. Anybody know how many years? See, quietness. You know, remember, I'm the foreigner here. Okay, so that's up to you. Somebody do the math. Come on, 1776.
1776, right?
That's right. So you're 2 years shy of what?
100.
Come on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, come on. We're not going to go there. Anyway, you guys do the math, and some of you Americans. All right, Demi.
238.
Very good. Very good. 238. It takes a young one
somebody's
to teach
in
them.
College.
You know? No, still. You know what? This year, disappointed. Anyway, so let's talk about this. Yeah, I'm disappointed. Okay. All right. So we talked about crappie fishing, and you gave out some really, really good pointers. We talked a little bit about catfish. Do you want to add anything else, Tony?
Just talk about a little bit on the catfishing, why a lot of people find it so fun is these big full tails, almost double the size of their bodies. The catfish get very aggressive, And when they're caught, they start to twist and turn and dig down to the bottom, which makes them a really fun fish to catch. And even right when you get to the top, if you don't have a good net guy, chances are he's going to drag you down and drag you down until he breaks that line. But, you know, if you've got good quality line tie, good quality line, good reel system, good rod, chances are putting all those together, you're gonna increase your bite ratio to catch and have some nice fillets. Now, we went out, you know, at the beginning of catfish season just a couple weeks ago and here in Southern California, and we got onto a really good catfish bite. Typically, you know, we do a lot of catch and release, but once or twice a year, we'll go out and we'll get some fillets and we'll have a good catfish fry, and I think everybody can really appreciate how nice and thick these steaks are.
All right, well, since we're here, tell me how to prepare it.
Well, one of my favorites is the catfish sandwich. So I'll take a nice, you know, whatever choice of bread you use, a nice cheese, and I'll take the oil that I'll fry the catfish in. I'll use some breadcrumbs or even some breadcrumbs. And, so the secret is you put a little bit of hot sauce or your favorite triple X sauce or whatever's hot, spicy, put it into the sauce as it's as the oil is baking once it gets up to the right temperature. Now every single bite is absolutely perfect, and it's spicy the way you like it, and and that's the way catfish should be. It's Cajun, yeah. Cajun style. And you put a little cheese, some spinach flowers, and some, I know, we're all shaking our head. It's,
well, you know,
it's,
well, it can be everybody really, knows really that good. I am not a fish eater. So when you said a catfish sandwich, I figured, what? Okay, so it's a catfish on the outside, a piece of trout in the middle, and a catfish on the other. Is that it? But anyway, you know who knows a lot about catfish? You know, and because he's there every time they stock, mm-hmm. Okay, is none other than the sheriff, Danny Jackson.
All right.
Good morning, Danny. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Hey, to the A team.
Good morning.
How are you? Oh, did we just lose Danny? Danny, you there? Oh, well, let's try to get him back on. Looks like we lost Danny. You know,
Danny is a great fisherman.
Yeah, and Danny's actually with us, you know. Oh, he's not really, he's also going to be a figment of your imagination because he's on Cedrus Island with Larry and myself and, you know, our eight of our closest friends filming an episode of Angler Chronicles. Okay.
If he wasn't there to film some of the action that we've had, nobody would believe it. I mean, off the hook bite from winning some of the biggest fish that we caught at Lake Elsinore to the nonstop action that we've had to, I mean, just nonstop catching. So, it's neat to have him aboard.
Yeah, and we're going to have a lot of new episodes coming up, and I, you know, tell everybody to, let everybody know that we have we got some yellowtail footage, and we're doing on the Freelance. That was a good trip, and we had another good trip, Dana Wharf. I don't remember if we filmed that one. But anyway, there's a lot of good stuff coming. Okay, so just stay tuned. Now, let's get back to this, because I actually say, you know, what's a good way to cook it? And all you told me about it was a sandwich. But you never told me what you actually did to the fish. So, let's go to William. William, I know you know about catfish and how to cook a catfish.
Yeah, I'm a Southern boy. There's only one way, in my estimation, to cook a catfish, and that's deep fried. Mm-hmm. You know, you can use flour, your own favorite seasonings, Old Bay seasoning, a little seasoning salt and pepper. And I'm going to give you a really good tip, folks. Go to your local 99-cent store. Get a box of Larry the Cable Guy. Fabulous stuff to cook fish with. Nice. Fabulous stuff. And it's only going to cost you $1 a box. And there's another good product called Smack Your Mama.
Tell me about that. I just like the name of that.
Smack Your Mama, it has a really nice Cajun blend of seasoning and herbs in it. And you really don't have to add anything to it. You know, me, I like it spicy, so I add my own spices. But those are two great pre-made batters that you can use for a catfish, crappie, bluegill, any number of fish that you like fillet and just want to put in the batter. Those are two good recipes to use.
There you go.
Now, I know that William makes a really good sauce to dip his fish in, too.
That's right.
Because he was sharing it with us at Del Mar Fred Hall. Remember that?
Yep, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
And I'm tasting it, trying to figure out the ingredients, and William's looking at me like, give it up, buddy. You ain't going to guess.
Well, you know what? We were talking about catfish. See, I think what happened, we shared Tony's version. And then, it was okay, but it was a sandwich. but then William gave us all the goodies. Okay, and I know that smell got through. I bet you that's why Danny Jackson hung up on you. Is that right? Because what's a sandwich, Danny? What's a sandwich?
Listen, I'm always in on the catfish. Let me tell you that I am a fish eater, okay? And I'll admit to that. I love it. And catfish, one of my favorite. I really never started eating catfish very much until the last 3 or 4 years, being involved a little bit there with Irvine Lake and the Bidon brothers there, you know. And, boy, catfish, that rates right up there. I love it. Love to catch them, love to eat them.
You know, we were reminiscing earlier about those nights. I mean, we'd go out there at night and, you know, just sit on the lake, and we had the privilege of fishing with Don Spencer, Captain Don Spencer, who knows that lake really well, put us on some really good big fish. And we were sharing that, you know, if we caught a fish that was under 12 pounds, what do you call it? Didn't make the cut.
Oh, you know, we were getting some big fish. In fact, I was kidding you guys. I said it takes 10 pounds to qualify. I won't even push the record button for less than a 10-pounder.
Wow. Those were some great nights, great weather. It was just a lot of fun. So, hey, Danny, it's the 4th of July weekend. The show, we have a show coming up on July 6th. What's the show for this week?
That will be tomorrow morning, will be Border City Bonanza. Captain James Nelson, back by popular demand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that what an outstanding episode that is. You know, San Diego, for an inshore fishery, it's probably one of the best in the world, quite honestly, for not only for the variety, but for the amount of fish you can catch. And, you know, the highlight of the video of the episode, at least in my opinion, is the bonefish. You know, the last time I had even seen a bonefish was in Belize a few years ago doing a video for a fly fishing resort there, and that's how far you would normally have to go, at least to Florida, to catch these critters. And yet they're right here in San Diego Harbor, and James Nelson knows where and how to get them. So that's on tomorrow morning, 9:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, of course, 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoons, Fox Sports West, Sergio.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, that was my first bonefish ever.
Yeah.
You know, I had never caught one, and Tony... Well, Tony came with us. Tony Williams.
That was a great trip. Got to catch on something other than the freshwater fish. And Captain James Nelson, really gave great instruction on what to use and how to set the system up and what to strike at and how far you want this the leaders on. And it was just a great instruction. And from proof of all his pictures on Facebook and the things that he does, everybody that goes out has a really good
time. I think that's why, Danny, you did perfect in naming it a bonanza, because remember we got there and he says, what do you guys want to go catch? Well, we'd already done a trip with James to go catch some bass, and we said, well, I know I wanted to catch a bonefish. I know you wanted to catch a bonefish, Danny. I know Tony didn't have a clue because he's never done that. Well, he's never done that paid type of fishing, so it's whatever we got him on. And we went the opposite way, and how many species did we catch that day? I mean,
I never added them up. To tell you the truth, close to a dozen, I would say, different varieties, mm-hmm. between the different bass varieties and sharks and, you know, different exotic sharks and some of the rays, sharks I'd never even seen or heard of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were a lot of fun. And like I say, the bonefish were really topped it off.
The highlight,
Typically, you have to go thousands of miles to catch a bonefish, but they're right here in San Diego Harbor.
That's right. You know, right here in San Diego Harbor. And you know what? You don't have to get – actually, you can go inway. So if you get seasick, gosh, this is a perfect place. You know, mm-hmm. you go towards the inside. It's flat. It's nice. Plus, what he does – and I urge everybody to watch this film. And if you watched it once, watch it again and pay attention to what we do around lunchtime.
Okay. Oh, yes. That's right. It's not your typical, snack bar, lunch in a bag type thing, brown bag. Or no, it was, you got to watch the show.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Danny, thank you so much. Have a patriotic, safe, happy 4th of July weekend. And, actually, I'll be telling you myself, because you're obviously with me right now. What's it right now? It's a little bit after 6. It's probably 6:15. We should be hooking up with the first yellowtail in Cedars right now.
Oh, yes.
So let me say this. Danny, get the camera. Push record. Here we go.
Yeah, and it'll take 40 pounds to qualify, okay?
That's what they're running. Okay. Thank you so much, Danny. Right. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend. Okay, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. There you go. Yeah. we're gonna work him, Larry. We're going to work him.
I'm used to going Gary, but we're going to switch it up.
Yeah, actually, you can't say Danny. Danny, the sheriff, no. The sheriff, he knows what's going on. He'll know before you get hit that you're getting hit. He has a camera in his hand ready to go. So anyway, so I liked your recipe much better, even though I don't eat fish. Okay, because so you would fry them up the same way. You just batter them up with breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs.
Absolutely. Breadcrumbs or breadcrumbs.
No. All right. Hey, hold your appetite. I'm getting hungry. I got to go pour another cup of coffee. Larry, I'm getting bit. All right. You're on Angler Chronicles and Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hi, everybody. This is award-winning television producer and outdoor videographer Danny Jackson. Looking for the very best in sport fishing action, information, and education? Then your best bet is Angler Chronicles TV, seen weekly on Fox Sports West in stunning high definition. Each week, Sergio and the Angler Chronicles crew take you on an entertaining and educational fishing expedition to both salt and freshwater venues from Baja, California to Alaska and throughout the Southland. Don't miss Angler Chronicles Television, 9:30 Sunday mornings and 3 p.m. Tuesdays on Fox Sports West. Visit anglerchronicles.com for details.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the 1-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8-million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chum Bucket Sabiki. Owner's Chum Bucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the 5 shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chum Bucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in 4 different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
I am a heroic angler. I can bait a hook with my eyes closed, cast to a spot the size of a dime, and reel in the biggest monsters of the depths. And not only do I make sure everyone on my boat wears a life jacket, I make sure we're saving water. Because every drop we save means more water for our fish. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for a fish, except kiss one. Well, there was that one time, but I don't kiss and tell.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Oh, my gosh, we're having a lot of fun today. We're laughing a lot, and, gee, I kind of wish I was here, but I'm not really here. Larry, you and I, we're pulling on fish. Well, I'm pulling on fish. I don't know what you're doing, but you're pulling on that sandwich that's in the bag. You want that burrito that's in the bag. I know you want that breakfast burrito.
No, yep. But, you know, I mean – I have fished Cedros Island before in the past, but only
– You haven't fished Cedros Island to do it from a panga.
I know. Now, this is my point, Sergio. Right now, we're getting – we've left the dock on a panga.
Oh, yeah.
And I've only fished Cedros from the big boats, long-range boats, the, you know, a couple different ones. And I know that what we're doing today is going to be a complete different experience. I've talked to several friends that have done this before, and what they've told me is, Larry, you're going to be amazed at the difference.
Yeah.
And I've had some incredible days there, Sergio. I've had 300 fish days on the yellowtail. On anchor.
Well, not you, the whole boat.
The boat. Okay, you know, we're talking.
I'm going to tell you, it's not so crazy for you to have 15, 20 fish in the 40-pound range.
Sergio, this was a little bit later in the year. It was like another month later than today. But we even got a marlin on the anchor in 20 fathoms there.
The fishery.
We got Dorado.
And you know what? I'm glad you bring that up. And let me clear something up. I mean, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, that the fishing at Cedros is being ruined and stuff. Let me just clear that up for everybody. I've been monitoring all the trips that have been going out there. And right now, the fishing is very good. And the fish are in the 40-pound range. So, Larry, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to definitely going to have to get a massage. You know, the resort has you can get a 30-minute massage or a 60-minute massage. We're going to need it. Because these fish are 40-plus pounds. I know that our friend's Jeremy, he took a trip out there, and he didn't catch a single fish under 40 pounds.
Jeremy Jorda.
Yeah. So, yeah, he didn't catch
a
single fish under 40 pounds, and all on jig. So, and that's just the yellowtail. We have the possibility. I know there was a white sea bass caught recently, a black sea bass. And, of course, you know, here's the beauty. All the calico bass you can probably muster. And
The grouper. What are the grouper that we...
We have the leopard groupers there. I don't know the other two. I've never been able to identify them. But you know what? Since you're coming, we'll go check them out.
I know we have the white sea bass right here, Sergio. Yes. But when I saw a picture of a white sea bass that came from Cedros, I'm like... Okay.
Everything's bigger.
Everything else was a
blur.
But,
you know, there were some people saying that the fishery was being, you know, messed up because of the tuna pens and all that. And you know what? Let me just say for those naysayers, the season's been on its way since the beginning of June, and it's been on fire ever since. So, yeah, it is what it is. It is fantastic. And if you don't believe me, go to the Cedros Adventures Facebook page. Okay? They've been posting up some nice photos, and you can see what I'm talking about. Great yellowtail fishing and some very decent calico bass fishing.
Now, Sergio, I'm really looking forward to fishing the big swim baits.
Oh, yeah. We will be...
with the owner beast hook you know, the...
We'll
how long are those? Some of those baits are like 10 to 12 inches?
I use nine inches.
Nine-inch
and
baits.
And what we're trying to do is make sure that a 4 or 5-pound calico bass doesn't latch on. because we don't want him. We want the 6s, 7s, 8s, and 9s, and we'll talk about that.
I
don't want to give this too much away because we're filming right now, and so we will show how some of these things are rigged and how you want to cast them. It's very important. It's not just putting a big plastic on and sending it on its way.
And Serge, I've been fishing calico bass all my life, but not like this. So this is going to be.
I'll tell you what I do want to do, and remind me that I hope we do it this afternoon since we're there now. I want to take a mackerel, okay, and throw a mackerel into the boilers and because that's old.
Give me
school.
About a 2-pound mackerel.
Exactly, and that I think we'll pull out. You know, grandma.
On cord.
And I'll tell everybody.
Fish cord,
you know, I'll tell everybody here so that you know every single calico bass that I will catch in the next 2 days will be released. All I do is take a photograph with it, be gentle with it. Everybody knows the love that I have for those checkerboard fish. It will be released. I cannot say the same for the yellowtail white sea bass because I've got people that want fish back, but that's the key.
Now, so you say you don't eat fish, but I bet you would eat white sea bass.
I have eaten. No, again, let me clear that up. I have eaten white sea bass. Okay. It's very tasty. I just don't like anything that's too gamey. So I like tuna fish out of a can. That's crazy. And, you know, our good friend Doug, okay, the instructor of the Owner Hook Schools, he makes great canned tuna. So I give my tuna to him, and he sends it back to me in cans. It's fantastic. So anyway, all right. So let's since we're talking a bit of saltwater, Ron, why don't you tell us about the schools that are coming up?
All right, guys. We have one the following weekend from your Cedars trip on July 8th. It leaves at 7 p.m. It's out of H&M Landing. You need to call Dina at 619-889-4535. You'll fish a very special day, the 9th, and return 6 a.m. on the 10th. And again, you want to call Dina, 619-889-4535.
All right, so let me say something about that trip. That trip is in exactly 3 days, because today's July 5th. And that'll be, again, we leave on the 8th at 7 p.m., fish the 9th, get back on the 10th. But you know why it's special? Because we're filming that one. That's going to be an upcoming episode of Angler Chronicles. And that's why I think... I got a feeling it really is close to selling out. Some people knew about that. But in the rare chance somebody backed out, call Dina. What's the number again?
Area code 619-889-4535. Yeah, and you can also go to the anglerchronicles.com website and find our Owner Hook Schools.
But I want to make sure that, again, give Dina's number, because if they don't get on this trip, if there's a spot or two available, they better get on it. So what's her number and her website?
Her number is 619-889-4535, OceanOdysseyFishing.com.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Get on it, and we're going to film it and have some fun. Tons of seminars, tons of prizes, and always lots of fun, right? Right?
I was just thinking even ahead of there. You're saying... This one may be sold out already. September 10, that's our next one on there, and that's done, right?
That's done.
That's sold out.
Yeah, we got another one in October. This is the July one, and we have another trip in September, and in the third one in October that we're doing on the Ocean Odyssey. And the September one is officially sold out, so that don't waste your time on that one. Go straight to the October one.
Okay. You know, also, too, if you guys do miss that Ocean Odyssey trip on the 8th and it is sold out, we do have a follow-up trip on July 17th out of Dana Wharf Fishing. It's on the Clemente. It's a three-quarter day. It leaves at 6 a.m. You can call that number at 714-969-9750. Mm-hmm. And we do have some spots available.
All right. And we'll go get on that three-quarter day. In fact, Jimmy, why don't you talk a little bit about what you've been on the Clemente plenty of times.
The Clemente was the first sport boat that I fished, so I have a special place in my heart about it. It's great for the kids because the bait tank is low. And when I was 6 years old, I was short, so it's low. Kids can
we
reach
it. Still are.
So bring your kids. It's a very kid-friendly boat, and they'll have a ball because recently they've been getting some triple-digit counts on the keeper bass. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of bigger bass to be had, and they fight really, really
good.
Where
do they go for a three-quarter day? I mean, what's the range?
They'll go probably past San Onofre down to the Camp Pendleton area. And
hold on a second. Hey, Larry, those are some great kelps. That's white sea bass area if you know how to fish. The kayakers.
Well, and then also, we're talking the middle of July, so we're probably looking at the clam beds or something too, right?
We'll take a look, and hopefully they've been looking for barracuda every trip on the way down the coast in that, you know, 15, 20 fathom, maybe even 25 fathom area, making a big sweep. So hopefully we find some barracuda. And, you know, traditionally, middle of July has been great for barracuda along the clam bed. So
Let me tell you something. Let me back up here, bucko. Okay. Barracuda, sure. But in that area, and I'm going to go right to you on this one, Larry. I mean, I've caught yellowtail. I've caught white sea bass.
Plenty.
And I've caught Dorado there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, by the end of July, maybe. Because I remember doing a trip. From another landing that was a charity trip, okay? And we would leave really early to get into that area. And the El Nino year, okay, I remember being on the stern of that boat, okay? The water was purple. It was the most beautiful, clean water I could see. You throw an anchovy, and Larry, you're going to see, you remember this. Throw an anchovy, you can see your anchovy with a little maybe eighth-ounce sliding egg sinker, so it slowly go down. And here would come these Dorado that were 20-pound Dorado, I mean 17 to 20-pound Dorado, and you would literally get to flick it away from the little ones and wait. So you could see your bait, and you'd flick it away until that fish came. I had 17 Dorado on that trip. It was fantastic. But back in 97, it could happen. It could happen, okay? I think yellowtail is definitely a possibility with this warm water, okay? Barracuda, I think yellowtail is going to be the ticket.
Think big.
Well, you know what? I'll take a whole bunch of 15 to 20s.
Yep.
Because right now, my arms are going to be noodle for the next 2 days. I mean, Larry, I mean, he's 6'6". When he comes back, his arms are going to be all the way down to his ankles. Okay? Because he's going to pull so hard. This man can pull. I have seen this guy pull on fish. Oh, it's just not one, Larry. You're going to have 10, 15 of these things.
Yeah, he's going to need a back brace.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Lake Elsinore and getting together with the 4th of July weekend with our families. So we'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA on Angler Chronicles Radio.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room. The first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. 3-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to 4 hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus Steak and Eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Good morning. This is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course, overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we've gone a little bit patriotic, and why not? I mean, it's the 4th of July weekend, and Jimmy, how many years?
238.
238 years declare independence from?
Great Britain.
Hey, you better say that. Because it's not England, is it?
No.
It was Great Britain.
For it wasn't Argentina, Sergio.
No. But you know, I'm very proud to live in this country, and you know, you got 238 years of independence. I wish I could say freedom all the way, but that didn't happen until later. Okay. But you know, we live in a very, very great country. I know it's not always the ideal, but you're free. You're free here. Don't forget about that. And I know we talk a lot about having fun and being on the water and all these things, but you wouldn't get those opportunities if it wasn't for, first of all, our brave men and women abroad who defended the flag, the Constitution, etc. I just wish, you know, from my, you know, being a foreigner myself, I just wish that we wouldn't be so politically divided and come together and realize, you know, back in 1776, okay, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Adams, and a lot of these guys had to come together. And by the way, they weren't all from the same political arena, but they came together to unite this nation and to do something really good. So whatever your beliefs, whatever, just think about it. Sometimes it's better just to take a step back from our staunch stance and see how we can come together and make it work. And that just reminded me of Great Britain, England, the Beatles, come together right now. Oh, my gosh. Too much coffee. Okay, that's my rant. Okay, so let's get back into this. We were talking about crappie. We talked about catfish. Jimmy, give me another species that you want to talk about.
Well, I would like to talk about stripers, and the reason I'd like to talk about it being July. Last year, I got the great opportunity to go with a good friend of mine up to Castaic Lake and fish the big stripers. And we had a good moon period, and it was like 2 weeks or so. There was just big stripers up to 8 or 9 pounds.
I remember seeing the pictures.
Yep, and I know a lot of you out there probably like fishing the top water, but we're fishing bait and weight style, and it can be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you how we fish them. We fish 4 or 6 pound test for the main line, quarter ounce slider, then we tie a swivel, then we tie a 3 foot leader of 6 pound fluorocarbon. Mm-hmm. And depending on, and we usually fish sardine or anchovy chunks, and you would adjust your hook size.
Because sardines and anchovies are found in every lake, correct? Well, that was a joke. Come on.
Okay.
Work with me.
Oily. Yeah. Okay. It's early, Sergio. But anyway, we fish sardine or anchovy chunks, and also if they're a little bit picky, but this time of year they're probably not, but if they are a little bit picky, I'd also recommend picking up lugworms. Lugworms worked very, very, very well for the stripers, especially in a picky bite. Really helped us in a lot of picky bites last year. But a lot of times the stripers will come up near the top and you'll see them swimming around and you'll get to fly line chunks for them. And that's a lot of fun. But sometimes, as the name implies, you do have to wait a little bit. And on the boat that we have, when we fish Castaic, we have a whole bunch of rod holders, and we can fit, and we have our two rod stamps, so we can fish two rods at a time, one on either side of the boat, and we'll drop it down. Usually, we're fishing about 70 to 100, even 150 feet. Sometimes, when the bite will be on the bottom, sometimes it'll be mid column, and then you'll need to drop it until you get a bite, okay, and count as you go down, okay, that's where I need to keep my bait. And a lot of times it'll be a few minutes to, you know, even a half hour before you get a bite, but a lot of times when you get a bite, it'll be in the rod holder, you'll see the rod bending all the way over, and your initial reaction would be to grab that rod out of the holder and set the hook. A lot of times when you do that, though, for some reason or another, I don't know why, the fish will just spit it. So what I've found, when you come into that scenario, wind them on in the holder. And every single time that happened, I never missed a fish when I did that. So that's a very important big tip, to wind them on in the rod holder, then take it out and fight the fish. And these big stripers, we had some pretty erratic fish. What they would do, I'll give you one instance. We were fishing in about 80 feet of water. The bait was on the bottom. And all of a sudden, while I was waiting, I would notice the line would go under the boat. And I'd pick it up out of the rod holder, wind it up real in the slack, and it was way under the boat. So I got it around the anchor, under the anchor, got it out, and what the fish did was take the 80 feet of line without taking any additional line off the reel and streamed to the surface on the other side of the boat. So it was 80 feet on the other side of the boat. And so these can be pretty erratic fish, and they're a lot of fun to fight, especially on 4 and 6 pound tests. So look for the reports. And if I was you, I'd go try that bait and wait fishing. I mean, you know, you can wait a lot of times, but you know, a lot of times, especially during the summer, you get some really good bites. And last July, the big ones were biting.
Yeah. What do you call them? Big ones? How big are they?
We were catching them up to 8 or 9 pounds, and there were some double digits. I remember a guy was trolling an Alabama rig, and that's another way of doing it, and or a California rig, I should say. And
hold on a second. Which state we can do it? Alabama or California?
California, because I
okay. And what is California rig? Because here's the deal. I mean, some people don't know what an Alabama rig is. They're certainly not going to know what a California rig is. So okay. Why don't you explain what a California rig is for those of us who don't know what a California rig is?
Okay,
doesn't know. There you
well,
go.
Well, first of all, the proper term for this is umbrella rig. It's basically a bunch of wires that that go in an umbrella fashion, and an Alabama rig has 5 lures on it, and you attach them onto swivels that are attached to the wires. A California rig, I believe, and anybody can chime in if I'm incorrect, I believe it's three hooks.
It has to be three hooks. So basically what happens, you can have five, you can have seven, you can have 10 if you want, but you can only have three hooks in the hole in any of those lures at one time.
Why is that?
That's just the rules for California. Okay, somebody decided that they woke up on the wrong side of the bed and decided that's what they were going to do. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so a guy left the launch ramp, was trolling that Alabama rig, and he didn't get 50 yards away from the launch ramp, and he got a strike on the troll on that California rig, and he caught an 11-pound striper.
There you go. There you go.
They're really close. Sometimes you'll have to make a bit of a run, but good fishing.
All right,
No, the technique that he's illustrating, it works great at Diamond Valley and Skinner as well for the stripers.
Just
the bait and wait.
Oh, bait and wait.
I know I've fished that technique several times and done remarkably well.
Now, William, the other thing you guys did, you picked on poor Jimmy a little bit about the sardines and anchovies in the lake, but you got to remember where these striped bass come from. They're what you call a urehalene fish, which means they go from salt to fresh. And the only one who got it. Their steady diet while they're making that transition, they're gorging on sardines and anchovies.
Right.
So that's still in their makeup. They're still looking for that.
And when you go to Castaic Lake or Pyramid Lake, which is up by Magic Mountain, here's something that you should remember. The limit is 10 on the stripers. Don't feel bad about taking your limit every time you go, because stripers eat the baby largemouth. So just remember that. Keep your 10 and help save the largemouth.
They're kind of, I don't know if they consider an invasive species, but
yes,
they are ravenous eaters. They're they eat everything in sight when they're hungry.
The good friend of mine who I go with said the largemouth fishing in the 70s at Castaic used to be phenomenal, and since the introduction of the stripers, it just, you know, it's still, you know, the bass guys still get them, but it's just not what it used to be.
I did some striped bass fishing in other states, and I said, what's the limit? And they're like, please take as many as you can catch. Because by you doing that was enhancing the other species.
Well, you know, and I'm going to be doing, it's funny you say this, because, you know, striper fishing is something I hate to admit this, I haven't done. Okay.
It's like freshwater barracuda fishing.
Right, so I've been talking to Mark Igashi, who has to be one of the strongest sticks in Southern California, and he said, Serge, I'm going to take you on my boat. He's got a beautiful bass boat. I think he's got a 300 on his bass boat. And we're going to go do this. And we're going to take Danny with us, and he's going to film it. And he says it can be phenomenal. He goes, we're going to fish it like we were in Cedrus. We're going to throw jigs at him. And he goes, it's going to be epic. And he goes, yeah, they can get definitely into the double digits. So looking forward to that. So striper fishing is also a possibility this weekend then, right?
Yes. Get on up there and look at the reports. And
not just Castaic. They're over at Diamond Valley.
Yeah, Diamond Valley, Skinner, even Silverwood Lake.
Okay.
That's a very good, healthy
population. So as we're going around here and we're talking about what you could do today and could do this weekend, we're trying to give you some ideas about fishing. I mean, you can always go to one of the local landings. We highly recommend Dana Wharf and Davies Locker, 22nd Street Landing. We love the Ocean Odyssey. The Marina Del Rey is a great place where you never have to pay for parking. It's just, I mean, you can get on the ocean. But you can also go out to one of the local lakes. So if we go down the list, I mean, you know, you got some in Orange County, San Diego, L.A. County, wherever you go. If you go into Lake Elsinore, you got to stop at Williams Bait Tackle and Boat Rental. I got it. That's two for three. My odds are improving. You stop in there, talk to the crappie king himself, William Johnson, and get the pointers. Okay? So... Okay. God bless America. I like this. I'm getting very patriotic. Okay? So, and it's your country, guys. You guys aren't saying anything.
And make it a safe weekend.
Yeah, it has to be.
Everybody
safe
is out there to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So what do we got? Another minute to go? Is this the end of the show? Nah, it's not the end of the show. Of course it's not the end of the show. That's just a great song.
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's take a break. Get some coffee. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Okay? You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County.
On Target.
Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat,
Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ,
Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta.
20 lanes open 7 days a week.
Serving Orange County for 18 years.
Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel.
Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety.
All NRA certified instructors.
Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
I am a heroic angler. Everyone on my boat wears a life jacket and hooks their own bait. Especially the squishy stuff.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. You know, it's the 4th of July weekend. Remember those patriots. Remember our boys and girls that are, I mean, they're abroad doing their thing so that we could do our thing. Larry brought up a very, very good point in the break, and we need to make sure, you know, the 4th of July, we have a tendency to over-celebrate sometimes, and that's not what it's all about, huh, Larry?
No, it's getting home safe after you've had a wonderful time. You guys are on your way out to the lakes and the shore and whatever, and getting back home safe after it's all said and done is
have fun but be safe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Use your common sense, and just you know, I think we need to. I keep seeing our kids, and then they're kind of missing it. I mean, you know, I remember when I came to this country about. Years ago, you know, before the cell phones and before the internet, I didn't even know what that word came from. You know, I mean, we used to know about these things in the 4th of July, what it meant. You know, you ask some of these kids today, what's the 4th of July? Oh, we could do fireworks. Nah, dude, that's not what it was. A lot of our countrymen are, I mean, these patriots, they poured their blood. Okay, so my point is, and I don't want to get another rant, but basically is, be responsible. Absolutely. This weekend. Go out, have some fun, because it was their blood that they shed so that you could do this, okay? Be patriotic. Remember them. Remember their sacrifice. Go have a good time. But be safe. Be prudent. And like Larry says, come on, get home safely, okay? So we'll get that. I had to say that, okay? So, yeah. So, yeah, and if you're going to drink, don't drive. Call a friend, okay? And if you want to drink, can they drink over at Lake Elsinore?
Yes, you can.
Good, because the reason is they can go and we'll shove them underneath one of those trees and we'll tie them up
until
they're sober. Okay? But anyway, let's get back into this. And Ron, what's going on over at Turner's this week?
Well, you know, you can stop by your local Turner's Outdoorsman. They're Southern California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer, and they've been serving us since 1971. They have 17 Southern California locations from Oxnard to San Diego to serve us. They are your one-stop shop for fishing tackle, hunting, and the shooting sports. They offer a full selection of fishing tackle from the top manufacturers like Shimano, Daiwa, Abbott, Abu Garcia, Okuma, and many, many, many more. Whether you're planning a fishing trip for the Eastern Sierras or running from down the coast to San Diego, their highly skilled staff will make sure you have the right gear for your adventure on the water. You can join their email list and get their weekly ad and some really off-the-hook specials right in your inbox. Remember, Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer, 17 Southern California locations. You can visit them at www.turners.com.
That's right. And that's where, Larry, that's where I went. Where'd you go? You better say Turner's.
I'm always at Turner's.
Yeah, no. I tell you, I went over there and I got all my reels. I got fresh line on them. And I said, you know, got to make sure we got all the right plastics and all the lead heads. I mean, they had a phenomenal selection of owner hooks. So we're good to go. Everything's
you know what always blows me away, Sergio, is that in each section of Turner's Outdoorsman, they have a guy that's like an expert in his section, the gun section, the fishing, the freshwater, the saltwater. Mm-hmm. They've handpicked
their people.
Their guys.
Their people know what's going on, and that's really refreshing. And sometimes you just got to go in there. And even me, you know, I mean, we're on the road so many times, and they always say, you know, where's the closest Turner's? You go in there, and the layouts sometimes are different. And it's like, you just go in there, I need this. And they take you right to it, you grab it, and you get going. So that's sweet.
You know, the Fountain Valley Turner's just completely redid their fishing section, and the gentleman in there that runs it now is just fabulous. Just gave you a wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Lily, tell us what's going on Saturday.
Well, if you don't know what to do today, today's a great day to go out and fish because it's free fishing day, which means you do not need a fishing license to fish.
So this is the day that Department of Fish and Wildlife allows. This is the yearly one?
Yeah, they give two a year. So one in July, which is today, July 5th, and one in September 6th.
Ooh. Perfect. You know, on my anniversary. Wow. This is sweet.
Well, we had to celebrate it somehow.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Larry and I are celebrating my anniversary together. I want you to imagine this, you know, for everybody there.
This is going to be really memorable.
Yeah, I've got him on a 25-foot boat. He can't go anywhere. I'm digging it. Larry, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same.
Be sure to post the pictures on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he comes back. You know, what happens in Mexico never really happened. So you didn't know that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. I will tell you what. We're going to catch some great fish. We're going to eat some great food. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I just want to take another advantage of just telling our friends from Cedrus Adventures, thank you very much for hosting us this weekend. And we'll get that video and that episode out for Angler Chronicles ASAP. Okay? So let's go wrap around the table one more time. Give me really fast. Okay? Something you're going to do this weekend about fishing, and let's say something patriotic. Jimmy, you go in. Dive in, brother.
Well, I'm going to be fishing with my dad out of my favorite landing for saltwater fishing, Dana War Sport Fishing, and I just want to say God bless America, God bless all of you, and be safe.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes. All right, go, William. It's you.
Well, I'm kind of a sentimental guy myself, but in the spirit of giving and freedom, you know, I will be at Lake Elsinore sharing my plethora of knowledge about the lake and boating safety, so that everybody that touches the shore or comes into my shop, you know, just comes out and have a free and good time on this 4th of July weekend.
There you go. Tony.
Well, I think I'll be joining William and some of the friends down there. I know they've got some great barbecue setups and just all the camping and right
well,
there on the lake shore.
Well, let's mention Steve. Okay, that's Big D's, right?
Yeah, Steve Bugman.
Steve the Bugman, but what is he called? Big D's?
Big D's Smoking Butts.
Big D's Smoking Butts. Unbelievable, unbelievable cookouts he puts out of that smoker.
Oh, yeah, and the pulled pork. So I'm really looking forward to getting down there this weekend, enjoying some fishing with some friends. I really enjoy the 4th of July. I mean, I come from a family of Marines, third generations, or three generations.